This is Andrew Phipps, and I invite you to be with us today for the Faith, Family, and Freedom program. Those words really stand out to me. Faith, family, and freedom. It pretty well summarizes what I think is all important. It encompasses the topics that we can put under the umbrella of priorities: our faith, our family, and our freedoms. And when we negate one, particularly when we leave out the faith in Christ, and when we leave out all of the other attending situations like our family and our freedoms, well, we pretty well give up on living, don't we? My good friend Jack Bimber, a great teacher, sent me something not long ago, and here's what Jack Bimber said. He said it was Joseph Stalin, the murderous, despotic leader of the Soviets, who said the following: education is a weapon whose effects depend on who holds it in his hands and at whom it is aimed. And the people who cast the votes don't decide an election. The people who count the votes do. These two statements encapsulize what has been happening to the United States for decades, and specifically over the past year. Although he was portrayed as a crazy zealot, Senator Joseph McCarthy from Wisconsin was aware of how great a threat communism and its followers were to our republic and free market capitalism. His attempts to rid America of saboteurs in government and influential society were met with anger and cries of extremism. 7 years later, we're facing the stark reality that perhaps Senator Joseph McCarthy might have been right. The current political operatives who are positioned at the levers of power are the grandchildren of the greatest generation. The grandchildren. That generation we call the greatest generation, they defeated communism, fascism, and the Nazi juggernaut. They would be unrecognizable today to their grandparents. This communist leftist mob that is currently running Washington, D.C., and most of our largest cities were educated in the atheistic universities during the 70s, 80s, and 90s. This is important to note, since because the 1960s, the professors in our major universities have been using education as a weapon to legitimize the United States laws and the Constitution while elevating communism as the only acceptable form of government. Is it any wonder that the election of 2020 was really no election at all, but it was a charade carried out in order to stop the president's defense of America's laws, the Constitution, and sovereignty? And I'm referring to our previous president. Thus, the election of 2020 was not, in many accounts, fair or legitimate at all. In other words, those that count the votes, those are the people that determine the outcome. Well, we have been weakened on the world stage. We've been resting power, freedom-loving Americans. It is madness. If that is difficult to believe, just look at the current state of affairs involving COVID. All Americans are told to get vaccinated or they are considered possible murderers. Unvaccinated Americans are being fired and isolated for being unvaccinated. Illegal immigrants are being ushered into the United States by the tens of thousands without being COVID tested or asked to wear masks. A United States citizen cannot re-enter the United States without a negative COVID test or proof of vaccine. This is just one area. The list is days long. We could discuss our dependence on foreign oil, our willingness to let American citizens be raped and murdered in Afghanistan, or the Speaker of the House's race to pass a $3.5 trillion package that has very little to do with COVID relief or infrastructure, but more to do with restructuring of America in the image of Karl Marx. The question must be asked then, for what purpose? The purpose of everyone seeking ultimate power has been constant since Eve's acquiescence to Satan in the Garden of Eden. The left wing wants to be as God, ruling their world without responsibility to anyone or anything. They need our wealth to buy their dreams. This new world order is nothing more than the old satanic order. It is a utopian fantasy which will bring ruin on everyone it touches. Marx and Satan always engender the same result. And I know that's a hard-hitting statement there by my friend Jack Bimber, but I think he's right in raising the recognition and raising the scenario to a level, the narrative, to where that you and I realize that this country is under attack on so many fronts, economically, socially, and politically. And we'll say more about it after these announcements. Enjoy having a song. I know that so many of you appreciate that addition to the program. It's just a part of our heritage, and I enjoy it along with you. I really like good harmony singing that has a message. Mark Trammell has sung in different groups. He's been with the Cathedrals, the Kingsmen, and I don't know, he sang with Gerald Wolfe for a while. Now he has his own quartet, and I think Mark does a good job. I think he's a fine Christian man. He comes to us from Arkansas, and that's where his son Nick, they live down, I think, in Alabama now. But let's enjoy the singing of the Mark Trammell Quartet.
Now when the rich and the poor get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord,
well, they will
treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when they all
praise God,
get together.
Together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. Well, now the weak are no longer afraid of the stronger when they all get together with the Lord.
Well, when they all get together, when they all get together.
They say we'll see our many friends and our loved ones on that day. We'll all be so happy when St. Peter says this way. Then we'll sing.
With the Lord.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Impossible to have political freedom and not have economic freedom. In the creation of goods and services, the United States has been the envy of the world. This did not happen by chance. What we consider necessities is considered luxuries by other countries. The difference is the government did not dictate outcomes. The people were allowed to make choices. Where to work, what to produce, how many hours would we work, and what we would charge monetarily were part of an intricate system called free enterprise. The free marketplace allows for incentives, maybe the profit motive, and a system that rewards achievement. Built-in factors of private ownership of property, competition, and where prices are determined by supply and demand allowed us to have a standard of living far exceeding countries of our size and makeup. Government interference was to be kept to a minimum. Government helped best by simply providing the climate where aspiring entrepreneurs or risk takers could make an automobile, create a McDonald's burger, invent wonder drugs, and in turn make life longer and more pleasant for the citizen. Ballpoint pens, penicillin, air conditioning, microwaves, diet soft drinks, non-iron shirts, and computers are relatively new inventions, which the greatest generation knew almost nothing about in their teenage years. Yet it seems that there are elements within the United States today who wish to take us to a European-style, secular government-run type of socialism. In this economic models, wealth is redistributed. Non-productivity is rewarded, and the government plans and commands the results. The government decides which businesses and services are important and what is produced. How many tractors, how many toothbrushes will we manufacture? Economic history has proven time and again that socialism has not worked. Karl Marx's famous line, "From each according to his ability, to each according to his needs," may sound good, but simply does not take into account the nature of man. Liberals say they want us to feed the world, but so many of them will not feed a neighbor.
Well, this has certainly been wonderful so far, and I appreciate your being a part of it. Remember, if you or your church or you individually feel that what we're trying to do is worthy of support, well, you can always reach us at the contact information that's displayed from time to time on the screen. We certainly don't want to be begging, but we'd like to be a blessing to people, and you must do, and what you should do is however the Lord would lead you in your thinking. Background is my mother was from McCurry County, Kentucky, and my dad was from Wayne County, Kentucky. My wife's people, Shirlene's people, are from across the line there, but over into Tennessee in the Scott County area. And that area is a beautiful area. It also in Tennessee includes the Big South Fork National Park and Recreation Area. But over in Kentucky, my, they have some beautiful scenery. The Cumberland Falls is there, the Cumberland Lake, mountains, the streams, mill springs. You can just seemingly go about anywhere and you'll be in some of the most beautiful countries, just like God painted a beautiful picture over this region. And I always enjoy those people. They're my kind of people. I like the culture there. Those people, they love God. They love their freedoms. They love their family. And, you know, it was a way of growing up when I was young, you know, cornbread and soup beans, pinto beans and fried potatoes. And I still to this day enjoy a good glass of buttermilk with cornbread put in it. I mean, cornbread the old-fashioned way. I like that way my mother and them made it in the cast iron skillet. But if you ever have an opportunity, and I know there's so many places in our viewing area that you all have such beautiful scenery, West Virginia, the North Carolina area, Kentucky and Tennessee and Michigan, my, up in that area, beautiful Ohio and just all over. And, of course, here in Indiana, we have some of the most beautiful scenery as well, the dunes up in the northern part of the state and some great parks like Turkey Run State Park and others. Well, we live in a great country. God has been good to us in this land. It encompasses so much. We have the boundaries there that have been established a long, long time. Just think that we have no boundary, I mean, as far as fortified boundaries between us and Canada. But we should have a wall on the southern boundary. There's no question about it. We cannot allow people just to come to America to be a part of a handout system or to be utilized as voters or potential voters. That is not the American way. Theodore Roosevelt said a man that comes to this country or a lady must first want to be American eyes. They want to be a part of our society. They like our laws, our constitution. That's why that they should be required to take citizenship tests. Everybody that comes to this country ought to come legally. These people that come in here that aren't even tested for COVID or whatever, we allow them to come in here by the droves, by the thousands. If we don't have national security, our borders are secure, we're not a sovereign country. That's one of the requirements for any state, is that you have established boundaries that you recognize. We cannot become just the feeding trough of everybody that would want to come here. And then so many that do come don't want to be Americanized. They want to degrade our institutions, tear down our flags, and be very obnoxious to our customs. Well, that should not be, and we need a leader that will stand forthrightly against that. We need it at all costs, respective of your political affiliation. I think you would agree. It just does not make sense. Well, anyway, when I think about our families, I'm glad for our family. My mother and dad, they didn't have so much of education, but they were rich in many ways, the things that money can't buy. They had a love for their family. They wanted us to be something. They wanted us to not be dredges upon society. We were supposed to be contributors. We were supposed to have manners, good morals. We were to respect the elderly. We were to do in our school work assignments what the teacher asked us to do. We weren't to go and threaten the teacher and blame the teacher because we weren't achieving. Well, so many things have changed, but one thing remains true. The God of heaven has not changed. He hasn't changed his mind. He still wants the best for us in every situation, and that desire is that he might have all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. And we'll be saying more in our next segment. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps, and I believe that we need all of the materials that we can gather to help us as we combat
the attack upon our faith, our family, and our freedoms. We need to be educated. And I have a handbook that has been given to state legislatures. It's been given to members of Congress. It's a colorfully created handbook that has graphs, charts, quotes, and different things in it. You'll be impressed with it. And also, we have DVDs. We have CDs that are God and Country, Return to Greatness, and Faith, Family, and Freedom, some other wonderful materials. See the contact information on the screen. Be sure that you order some, because these will be of a tremendous help. They are supplemental materials to help you in your Christian walk. And may God bless.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, K-I-N-S-M-A-N, and company.shop. And you can shop there, and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
Friends, this is Andrew Phipps. I'm excited about being with you today. My, we have an interesting program planned with you in mind. I think you're going to enjoy the good songs. You're going to enjoy the film footage. I think it's just going to be wonderful. Let's get right into today's program as we think about and talk about the family.
When folks determine that they should vote for the candidate who promises them the most from the public treasury, democracy is in peril. The most intolerant thing in the world is truth itself. Truth has always been rejected, just as the Lord Jesus Christ was rejected and scorned and ultimately put to death. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Unfortunately, this generation has a hunger for perversion. What was once hiding in the closet is now paraded in the streets. Sick television programs are the rule. The abnormal is depicted as being the normal. Nudity, profanity, and sexual promiscuity reign. Hollywood television shows throw all constraints out the windows. But Gideons cannot pass out Bibles on school campuses, and it has had an effect. Young folks just barely out of their adolescence are lampooned into situations where their boyfriend or husband is taking a paternity test because they do not know who the father is. Living together, shacking up, as the older folks used to call it, cheating on your spouse, drinking and drugs, kids raising kids, and folks basically out of control, has found a place where the ridiculous can be made even more ridiculous. Dysfunctional families increase from 6% in 1965 to about 40% currently, with an out-of-wedlock pregnancy rate Plus, it is known that over 70% of the inmates in prison come from single-parent homes. Government costs are increasingly and are becoming higher because our behavioral standards have become lower. The size of government and its costs cannot be reduced as long as this trend continues. Gum chewing was considered a problem in the public schools in the classrooms in the 1940s. Today, school administrators deal with metal detectors. And money, or the lack of it, has not one thing to do with disorder and the lack of respect and discipline in the classroom. Because schools mirror the homes. And our homes, in many cases, are in disarray. It is also carried over into government, where the government itself has become dysfunctional. It all goes back to the home. The home is the foundation block upon which societies are ordered. The breakdown of the family has been a staggering cost to the government, and the harmful effects upon the children cannot be calculated. God decreed the exalted intimacy of marriage between a man and a woman. In fact, marriage was the first recorded human institution. To define marriage as a mere relationship is absurd, contrary to common sense, and will ultimately destroy our nation as well. Previous generations had not been raised upon handouts. What started out as a safety net to help folks through tough times when, through no fault of their own, they needed help, has become a hammock today for the lazy and unproductive elements of society. To those who make life better for their kids, created wealth, and enjoyed the benefits of their labor, handouts was not in their vocabulary. Character was built in the completion of an assignment, often under profound circumstances. Personal qualities were deemed so important that even on the grade card at school, a separate category was marked excellent, satisfactory, or unsatisfactory, and it was included for personal decorum or what they call student citizenship. Getting things correct was important. 2 plus 2 was called 4. The teacher simply did not tell you that the answer was not important, but rather your opinions about the answer. Sick comedians who go to the gutter with their shock treatment, glorifying role models that appeals to the worst in us, violent video games, movies that take you to the garbage can, demeaning women, and especially anything Christian, has become the norm rather than the exception. Recently, while taping a television program at a major university, I met a young man, a Christian from the Czech Republic. He was pursuing studies in America and desires to go back to his country soon as a missionary. Although he was saddened by the prevalent atheism that is rampant in the Czech Republic, he made some profound statements. He said this, "It is interesting that the country that once used to set the standard for the world has slowly and systematically been robbing its own citizens of their freedom. Unfortunately, as history seems to suggest, by the time most citizens of different countries realized it, their freedom was gone." Sad to say, he was referring to America. He went on to say, "Because most Americans have no experience with communism or socialism, they would not even recognize it. While most of the former communist countries have been trying to move away from it, some of the Western European countries have adopted some form of socialism. This might sound great since it is in operation in France and Germany, but after looking deeper into the laws of these countries, one will recognize that much individual freedom has been sacrificed to having social security. This, of course, includes freedom of religion. It is interesting that in Czechoslovakia, where I was born and spent most of my younger years, it is not against the law to speak about your religion in the public sector, such as the public schools. Although most Czech people would laugh at Christians, they have no problem with anyone sharing their thoughts, even if those thoughts are offensive. Here in the U.S., our political correctness and the fear of offending anyone has cost us much when it comes to freedom of speech and religion. I hope I'm wrong, but I fear that I'm right. So said Thomas Moses. We must not simply focus our attention on political solutions. The answer to what we face will require the supernatural power of God. It is found when we get back to the basics, the things taught in the Word of God. In my hand is this copy of the King James Version Bible. It has served me well and my families. This will be the pleasant cure for us as individuals and as a nation as well, if we will just do it. The chaos of the moment, however, also provides us an opportunity. God is still on the throne. Jesus will still save the lost. Christ loves sinners. Prayer works. The Lord still desires the praise of His people. Old-time worship will still get the job done. Preaching the fundamentals of the faith, singing the hymns and spiritual songs, has been effective in the past and will continue to do so for this generation. There is no substitute for the power of God.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
know you're like me. You enjoy good singing. And recently, Gerald Wolfe got a lot of folks together there in the great state of Texas, and they did a hymn sing. And the song that I like, and we sing it in church and have for many, many years, is simply titled In the Sweet Forever.
Oh,
Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps, and I believe that we need all of the materials that we can gather to help us as we combat the attack upon our faith, our family, and our freedoms. We need to be educated. And I have a handbook that has been given to state legislatures. It's been given to members of Congress. It's a colorfully created handbook that has graphs, charts, quotes, and different things in it. You'll be impressed with it. And also, we have DVDs. We have CDs that are God and Country, Return to Greatness, and Faith, Family, and Freedom, some other wonderful materials. See the contact information on the screen. Be sure that you order some, because these will be of a tremendous help. They are supplemental materials to help you in your Christian walk. And may God bless. Over the years, my friend Micah Clark has been with me on various programs. And for those of you that might not recognize him immediately, Micah is here in the state of Indiana with the American Family Association. To say that he's in the trenches and fights in the legislative halls for Christian values would be an understatement. I know of no one that's more consistent, that tries to speak truth to error and does it with a gentlemanly attitude than Micah Clark. Micah, good to have you again.
Well, it's great to be on. Thank you. That's very kind, Andrew.
Well, Micah, you know, you and I had talked quite frequently. We're concerned about the direction of our nation and our country. And I asked you prior to the interview, I said, let's just focus on the spiritual things. What do you feel in your heart, Micah?
Well, you know, it's funny. Last night I had a thought, and you saw how the Lord lays a verse on you. I knew I was coming on the show. And I read 1 Samuel 17 this morning. That's the story of David and Goliath. It's interesting. Goliath comes and he taunts God, taunts God's people. He throws horrible insults at faith and the Israelites for 40 days. Well, and David comes down from the hills and says, what's going on? What are you guys doing? Why aren't you fighting this heathen? And the King James says, is there not a cause?
Right.
And you know, I think we're in one of the two camps. We're either surrounded by 40 days of hearing attacks on Christianity over and over again, and we're paralyzed. And I think a lot of the churches are like that. A lot of people are like that today. Every time they turn on the TV, they hear something negative. Every time they see something against their values, and they don't know what to do. We need to be more like David. There's a cause. There's things we can do. It's time to fight. It's time to stand up. We need to register to vote. We need to go to a Bible-believing church and get our
Amen.
Kids in a Bible-believing church.
Amen.
Don't go to church simply because that's where your grandmother went. Go to a church that teaches the Word of God. Get involved with organizations that are fighting for what's right and true. Let your legislators and your local council member know where you stand. Don't let those people think that what the media is telling them is the truth, because there's a lot more of us out there than people think, but we're too quiet, we're too nice, we're passive. We think we're called to be nice. We're called to be polite, but we're still called to speak the truth.
Absolutely.
You know, it's amazing how our culture wants people to conform. You know, if you don't support abortion, that's okay, but the government wants you to pay for it. You know, if you don't want to be vaccinated, they want to fire you. You know, it's not simply that they allow disagreement. They're forcing us to do certain things. And I think if churches think that they're going to be excluded in the next 10 or 20 years from simply being let to believe what they want to believe, I don't think the evidence is there for that anymore.
Right.
I think the government, I think the far left want more than conformity. They want to punish us for what we believe. And if we don't stand up now, they may not only punish us, they may punish our children and grandchildren.
Dr. Ben Carson, Micah, had a quote that I thought was really good. He's talking about abortion. He said, if it's not a baby, why are we harvesting organ parts from that baby? And but I think prayer, Bible reading, Bible-believing church, where the fundamentals are taught, right?
Right.
And staying vigilant.
Yep. Speaking up, letting people know what we think. You know, it's interesting, you mentioned the unborn. The Texas abortion ban, the media is saying, well, it's an abortion ban. But they won't talk about what it really is. It's about a beating heart.
Right.
It's about when you stop a beating heart, what does that mean? Right. And we as a nation need to grapple. What are we doing a million times a year when we're stopping the beating heart of an unborn child? And so those are things we've got to speak up for, because no one else can speak up for the unborn but us.
Well, Micah, thank you for being with us today. I know of no one, and I say that sincerely, that's in the forefront any more than you are. And thanks again for coming to join us today.
Thank you.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. These areas include Cleveland, Ohio, and that area, southwestern Michigan, Indianapolis, basically the southeastern part of Kentucky and much of Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and over 40 counties in that state, as well as some of the North Carolina areas. This is a huge step of faith for me, and I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits, but these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially? A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps. Well, we have really enjoyed our visit with you today. You know, the family is so important. I believe it was Will Durant who said, "The family is the nucleus of civilization. And if we mess up the family," and we've really been trying to do that over the last several decades, trying to tear our families apart, whether knowingly or wittingly, but yet that was the result. The deterioration of the nuclear family, trying to replace it with some name, maybe some euphemism, call it whatever, but the result is the same. When you destroy the family and you destroy the children's chances for happiness and success by having a loving family, my, what a tragedy. And it's one that no government can achieve or alleviate. There's no way the government can impose upon us a family. It's a mom and a dad, and it's the biblical mandate of how that Christ ought to be the head of the church, and he is the head of the church, but also he ought to be the head of our families. The dad ought to be recognized for his position, the mother, the heart of the family, the children, the hub of the family. Well, when we destroy that or try to do so, it's always with bad results. I hope this kind of programming will continue to illuminate each one of us to the necessity of doing what's right, at regardless of the cost. I hope you'll tell others about our program. I always enjoy the visit. I'll look forward to being with you again at the next opportunity. But until then, this is your friend, Andrew Phipps. Have a great day.